from coast to coast and around the world. This is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Czar, and we don't really have much of a theme today, but that's okay. I have a lot of various things I can play for you. And this first track is one of a particular favorite of mine. It came from a very huge remix project that got released on ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. And it was focused around Final Fantasy VII. It was called Voices of the Lifestream. And I'm kind of over FF7, but the one thing I still really love about it is the music. And this remix finally took a theme that I really loved to begin with and really revved it up to a great extreme. And the only, if I had to change like one thing about this, I would make it go into the rest of the main melody, because it only hits the first part and then it, you know, it repeats itself. It doesn't go to the whole thing. But I love the energy of it. I love the intensity of it. It just has such a great driving force to it. I just love it. But this is by Zircon and Sixto Sounds, and this is from Final Fantasy VII, and this is Lunatic Moon. That was Lunatic Moon by Zircon and Sixto Sounds. You can find that remix, maybe not on OC Remix exactly. It's probably linked to the Voices of the Lifestream project, which should be, you know, linked somewhere on the site. Anyway, that's ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. I love the Cosmo Canyon theme. It was always one of my favorite themes from the game originally. So, you know, I was really glad to hear it there. But this next track is one that comes from a bit, you know, back in time, in terms of remixing history. I've mentioned before on a few other editions of the show that there's a whole lot of drama in the video game remixing community for, well, I guess understandable reasons, depending. I think there are very few communities that exist where there isn't any drama at all, but either way, this track I specifically associate with this drama because it was one of the last remixes that got posted before a whole group of remixers left OC Remix to kind of start their own site as a way of protesting how OC Remix was being run at the time. And I remember this because I remember seeing this on the front page and downloading it and, you know, getting really into it, and then coming back later and seeing that it was gone, you know, and I was like, what happened? And, you know, I had to go look it up and found out that this remixer and a whole bunch of his friends had all, you know, pulled all of their remixes off the site. And but the thing is, it's just kind of a shame because this is one of my favorite remixes from this game. And, you know, there are a lot of remixes from this, not a lot, but, you know, there's a good amount of remixes from this game. And I have a lot of fond memories of it, you know, from my childhood because my dad was very much into this game. He loved puzzle games. So he would play this game a lot. We had the original old NES version of it. And, you know, I heard this music over and over and over and over again. And this track was one of the first ones I found for this game. And it blends in both the two major themes in a really cool way, I think. And there's some funny mental images of it that I can't get out of my head now, but either way, this is an old remix. It's from Dr. Mario. This is by Vert, and this is Funky Pills. Bye. That was Funky Pills by Vert, originally from Dr. Mario. You used to be able to find that on OCRemix.org. I'm not sure if you can anymore. But either way, we'll be back for more after these messages.
Hey, what's that on your chin? And there's something on your nose. Actually, there's stuff all over your face. Don't worry, it's not crumbs from a late afternoon cupcake. It's the gunk left by your not-so-cleansing cleanser. See, Biore cleansers don't just move dirt around your face. Biore gets rid of dirt. The Biore Dirt Lock system surrounds oil and makeup so they rinse away completely, leaving absolutely clean skin. So wash your face with Biore cleansers and smile. Just check for spinach in your teeth. Biore. Clean. Honest.
It sits there looking like a candy bar in a nice orange wrapper, right? Reese's Nutrageous. Then you take a bite and it blows your eyeballs to Pluto, kicks your ribs to Luffy and now pounds your taste buds into a simpering puddle of pulp and leaves you for dead. Want one, don't ya? Reese's Nutrageous. So loaded.
Chocolate.
Peanuts. Caramel Reese's Peanut Butter.
You don't eat it. You survive it.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zor. And this next track is one I've told the story a few times, and if you've known me for any long period of time, you've probably heard it at least once before, but I don't believe I've mentioned it on this show just yet. And this involves, it was one time around the holiday season, I think it was probably around the day before Christmas, I think. And me and my brother had found our NES, and we pulled it out, and we decided we were going to, you know, play through some old games, you know, just waste some time. And we found our copy of Bubble Bobble. And Bubble Bobble, if you're not familiar, was an old an arcade port that got moved to the NES, and it has over probably around 200 levels. And throughout these 200 levels, and this takes a while, throughout these 200 levels, it plays the same song over and over and over again. There's one variant on it for the bonus stages, and there's another variant, I think, when the horrible shark things are coming after you. But basically, it plays the same song over and over again. So me and my brother were like, you know, I don't think we've ever really beaten this game. Let's do that. Oh, yeah, there's a boss theme. And so we sat down and we played it, and we ended up playing it for, I don't know, like 6 hours at a time. And can you just imagine this, just this NES playing the same chiptune song over and over and over again for, you know, some 6 hours, right? And my mom was in the room, and so eventually my dad came down and he asked some question, I forget, that was just, you know, what are we going to do for dinner? And mom stood up, she's like, I can't work under these conditions, and then she ran out of the room, and it was because of this song. And later on, actually that day, we went to go to the mall to get something, and then, you know, I had a CD in the car, and this remix came on, which just happened to be a Bubble Bobble remix. And, you know, my mom was not pleased about this. But anytime I hear, like, a Bubble Bobble remix, that's always what I think about. And I have a lot of fondness for Bubble Bobble as a result. I had a lot of fun playing it, and it's, you know, it's an amusing story to me now, and my mom thinks it's funny, too, so. But either way, this remix, you're not going to find on OC anymore, I don't think. I got this a long time ago, and I think they probably pulled it. It's kind of a shame because I like the energy of it, but I can see why they would because it doesn't really do a lot. But, you know, it's a pretty much straightforward techno remix of the theme, and I like that. I can't help myself. By the way, you used to be able to find us on OC Remix, but probably not anymore. This is by Bulletproof Sounds. This is from Bubble Bobble, and this is Speed Garage.
Thank you.
That was Bubble Bobble Speed Garage, originally from Bubble Bobble by Bulletproof Sounds. You can just be able to find it on OC Remix, but I think they took it down. By the way, we'll be back for more after these messages.
I heard you got a new card, Howie.
Just a car, Terry. It's a classic.
So are you a tennis ball on a string guy or more of a cork and fishing line guy?
You mean do I have something dangling from the ceiling of my garage so I don't run into the wall?
Exactly.
I'm a little more technologically advanced than that, Terry.
Oh.
The ultrasonic parking alert from Radio Shack with signal lights that tell you when to stop. Only $39.99. One of many cool things you don't even know you need. Like the digital tire gauge. Just $11.99. Radio Shack.
Hi, this is Dirty Diana. I'll make your wildest dreams come true for just $3.95 a minute. Hello, this is Madame Diana's psychic hotline. Die here, rise on rainy Sunday in a second, 3-1.
Need extra cash? Log on to www.gotajob.com and apply for 10 jobs in 10 seconds. For employees, call 1-800-GOT-A-JOB.
Ooh, I'm wearing a lace teddy. What are you wearing?
My Sunday dress and an apron.
Grandma?
Gotajob.com. Part-time, full-time, in no time.
Hello, and we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zor, and this next remix is one that does something I have a huge weakness for in video game remixes, and that's incorporating sound effects from the game into the remix itself. And when it's done well, there's nothing I love more than that. If it's overdone, it gets tiresome, but if you have a remix that just very cleverly works in sound effects of some sort, or, you know, puts them in the melody, or even, actually, I've heard a few remixes that were just made out of sounds completely. But anyway, I love that kind of thing. This is one of my favorite examples of it. You can find this on ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. It's by Aneurysm. This is from Super Mario World, and this is The Dark Reaches of Super Mario World. That was The Dark Reaches of Super Mario World by Aneurysm. Reaches of Super Mario World. You can still find that at ocremix.org, I think. That's ocremix.org. And as I mentioned, I love remixes that have sound effects incorporated into them. And this next one is another, you know, personal favorite of mine for that very reason. And it's done in a really clever way in this one, I think. And it could just be because I have a huge weakness for Tetris. And I love Tetris. I have a lot of fond memories, you know, associated with it. And I love the music. And I love the way that the sound effects are incorporated into this. And it's a really great breakdown, I think. It's very clever. And I think you can still find this on ocremix.org. That's ocremix.org. So by McVath and Quasi K. It's from Tetris, and this is the McVath Quasi Ultimix. Was McVath and Quasi K with the McVath Quasi Ultimix, originally from Tetris. You can find that on ocremix.org, I think, at ocremix.org. And this next track, I'll do this pretty quickly, because this is a pretty quick and fast track. And I guess you could say it is short but sweet. I don't know if that would be entirely accurate for this. But I'll make this quick. This is from Super Mario Brothers. You can also find this on ocremix.org. It's by a scholar and a physician, and this is Super Mario Brothers Dirty Mix.
Thank you.
I would like to thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for more of the same here on the Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
From coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.